It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear. We'll even have mayors in here. Yeah, whatever. You know, I need them to help make my points. And we'll see if we can get to it. We're coming up on it. You know, it's this water thing. That's what I've been wanting to talk about, you know, for the next couple of days on this. I'm really starting to see, okay, if I'm going to have a government, you know, I mean, what's the first level that you would, you know, think? They always go, oh, we're going to have this national, you know, kind of the great white chief in Washington is going to rule over the little Indian community and southwestern whatever. You know, they're going, oh, yeah, the great white chief, you say him making treaty, speak with four tongue kind of thing. You know, I'm going, no. What really, where the rubber meets the road, the first person I'm going to see is the local guy with the shiny badge and the gun. That's why, who's he represent? You know, where does he get his authority? And it's going to be something local. It's going to be a city. You know, it's going to be a county. It's going to be a state. But let's talk about the city. Here's a city guy, and I bet they got police cars, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Get
close to the microphone. How many?
I am not really sure how many. I think it's about 5 or 6 cars. Interesting that they have a set of cars that they got that were not police-rated vehicles.
What does that mean?
Well, they didn't have, for instance, you couldn't open the door while the engine's running, which police officer might have to get out of his car while the engine's running. So they weren't police rated, and now they're parked, and we have all new cars.
How many cars do they have new?
Well, they have the 4 cars or 5 cars that are new and the chief's vehicle.
Okay. So we have a little police force. They're out there doing what for? Are they, you know, pretty good guys, or are they kind of, you know, respect my authority types from the south end of, or what?
Yes, we have good officers, but we do have some that are a problem. Our police chief was recently the subject of a $2 million lawsuit filed against the town for harassment. So
he's one of those I'm the police chief kind of guys.
In the opinion of the person who has filed this suit, yes.
You know, that's one thing that's of interest. I mean, when you have a community that's out in the Lone Prairie of, Lone Desert of, you get types that just, they go out there just to be left alone. And maybe they don't have tags. Maybe they don't have, their tires are bald. Or maybe they just, hey, man, I just want to be left alone. And, man, they just can't get far enough away. And here comes a guy that's just going to give them what for. And these things, as time goes on, you keep doing that, this type of mentality against those type of people, I got story after story after story of it goes badly, you know. So I'm just, that's one of the things we'll talk about. We come after this segment, you know, is just exactly what the proper role of the government is out there and how it's perceived by the people that are there and how it is perceived by the people at the top, starting here with the mayor, Ed Foster, of Quartzsite, Arizona. Because what I want you in the audience to understand is that, yeah, you know, you go out in the middle of nothing. I just want to be left alone. I go away. And there may be a lot of other people think the same as you. You get along just fine. And then there will always be that one guy goes, you know what? We should incorporate. We need to have a town. We need to get together so we can, take a gun, put it to other people's forehead, take from everybody equally. No, we don't want to discriminate. We're going to steal from everybody equally so that we can have some goodies. What good are you going to have? What is it you're going to do for me that I came out here to get away from to begin with? I don't know. We'll keep walking it through. We got plenty of time. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, Ed Foster, Mayor of Quartzsite, Arizona. Just a little bit.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Ed Foster in studio, mayor of Quartzsite, a small community west of Arizona, which is not going to suffer too much because I tell you, you know, here comes the wave of people. And as the economy gets worse, you may have people coming there because of that. Hey, you know what? We now live in our RV. That's not our, you know, winter kind of we're just hanging out thing. That's our primary residence now. And that's going to continue to happen as the resources of the next generation that's retiring goes away. It's just going. It's gone. Done. Thanks for playing. Everybody all in. All chips on the table. Ours now. Oh, got some more. That's ours, too.
Right. Well, that sort of happened, Ernie. Although in the people with discretionary income that travel in the winter and get away from the snow and ice up north to come down here, that core of people has diminished here in the last couple of years. We have had fewer visitors because of that. But you're right. The core of people that live in their RV, they come to Arizona because it's cheaper to live here in the winter than it is up north.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. You know, it's more comfortable. This, it's very nice here. And you know, it's only about, you know, really 3-4 months. You know, and even then, if you go up in the northern part of Arizona, you're gonna heck, you don't have to drive but 2.5 hours or all around Arizona, never leave the state, and be sitting really nice if you got a nice RV. So yeah. Arizona's pretty nice, but Quartzsite, it's not so nice in the middle of the summer. Okay, the rest of the time it is now. That you go ahead and you have a town that's incorporated, they start having to deal with it. If we're going to have all these people, we're, you know, probably going to need to deal with it. And there was a service. And see, the thing is that they were self-contained. They were RVs. So they had their own sewage. You know, they go, yep, they may have to leave to go dump it. And I don't know, they're probably, you know, dump it in the desert, or they're going out, you know, but they needed to go refill with water anyway. So they're probably going out, you know, in years past, they went somewhere. Well, now somebody says, you know, we're going to have a pit stop. We're going to do like this truck stop thing. You get topped up on your propane. You get to dump your sewage here. And you got 100,000 RVs over a period of a month or two. And all of a sudden, you got some sludge going somewhere. So they go, all right, we got it. We got to, you know, build this water treatment plant. Who's we? I mean, you know, they said we what? You know, so well, we can't unless we have a city, a town. So they go, we're going to collect and assess fines and fees and whatever. And now we got ourselves a budget. Yeehaw! We get ourselves $10 million, and we're going to do it in the name of. Let me think of something. Yeah, water sounds good. Let's do that. Okay, and sewage and whatever. It's just an excuse, okay? That's what always comes. If you had it in the free market, you said, you know what? Let me tell you how you do it. You go, if you want to build your big pit stop here, well, fine. Get your own dang water treatment thing over there. I bet you the guy that was screaming for a water treatment thing was the guy that was wanting to service all these RVs. I'll guarantee you that, and I don't even have to be there, okay? That's the guy, man. He'll say, ooh, we need to increase the blah, blah, blah. We got to build the blah, blah. You know what he's saying? He's saying, I want all the 1,500 residents here and everybody come here to subsidize my pit stop. That's what they want. That's what they always. It's always some developer. It's always somebody that's going to glean whatever. And the real cost of doing it, they want borne on the backs of everybody else because they can't afford it or don't want to. So I'm going, all right, well, here, this is how you get your government. This is how it starts. This is how it starts. All right? How far off am I?
Not too far, Ernie.
Now, no, that's how it always works out. Now, what we found out in the small communities that were, you know, just like Quartzsite in time, they would have city attorneys or assistant city attorneys that then, and usually they're the worst sorts. I mean, you know, you need these little city attorneys in a small town, they're second, third tier, whatever, kind of, you know, de la ooh. And they will come up, and all of a sudden they're hired by these smaller communities that are growing and so on. They come over, and the city attorney, that is the hammer. That's the guy. They do nothing else but filling out paperwork, suing, going after, prosecuting, whatever. You're getting little summons, and you got to have a justice of the peace. Then you got to have a little municipal court guy. Got to have the judge guy. Got to have the judge clerk guy. You got to have the bailiff person. You got to have the city attorney. You got to have a little office for him to set. You got to have a guy with a shiny badge and a gun. You got to have the city council saying, you know, laying hands on, yeah, it's okay. You got to have your election, so you got to have a city clerk. You got to have – there's infrastructure that you have when you start going down this road, and the infrastructure is there to support the infrastructure.
Absolutely.
And when you get down to the purpose of the government was for whatever reason that you use as an excuse to create it, or for the rights of the individual, which is the purpose of government, just read Arizona's Constitution, and it says the purpose of government, defense of individual rights. So tell me, Mr. Ed Foster, mayor of Quartzsite, Arizona, is the primary function of the government in Quartzsite the defense of individual rights of the people that are out there?
I wouldn't have got involved in politics had I thought that, Ernie. The problem with government is that elected officials have turned over all of their prerogatives to bureaucrats who are not elected, whose only interest is their jobs. They have built an empire around their job, and an elected official is just an ornament to them. And as long as you have citizens who don't get involved and don't pay attention, you'll have situations like Bell, California. You'll have all kinds of problems like that. When people don't keep an eye on their government...
Do what? You'll run for office, get in there, do a complaint, do a website. I mean, you do it, now what? They're going, yeah, and? You're confusing us with someone who gives a crap what you say.
Well, that's true. Even as mayor, they don't care what I say anymore.
No, because you're... I mean, what the heck are you? You know, because they have here in Arizona and a lot of places, like the cities are not really run by the elected officials. It is run by... Oh, yeah, I forgot the best position of all, city manager.
Right.
Okay, so I bet you your city manager, he's a piece of work, right?
She is a piece of work.
Yeah. Oh, it's a her. Okay. And, you know, and let me tell you how this works. They come from other positions like this. They don't get that job unless they're serving the interest of someone that is powerful to put them there. They've done it before. They know how to fill out whatever. So I, without knowing it was even a woman, where did she come from?
Actually, that's a little bit questionable. There's a story going around that she was come to Quartzsite as a 1-900 fortune teller.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, well, maybe she can, you know, tell us where the $4 million went. So, you know, you got these are the kinds of people you've put in these certain key positions. These are the positions. And it's not the people in them. That's why everybody gets all, you know, worked up about, you know, like Obama's birth certificate or something. You know, they go, hey, he's an illegal alien. He's not even, I'm going, hey, you're confusing me with someone that cares. I don't care if he was born in Arkansas or Hawaii or not. I don't care. You know, he's born in Kenya or something. I don't care. I don't recognize his authority over ruling me. I don't care where he's born from. But he's the president. You know, I don't care. Can I not care? I just don't care. If they're not defending my individual rights, then they're in violation of, you know, this oath or this document that I never signed. Okay? I mean, the whole purpose is social contract, defense of my individual rights. If they're doing it, hey, we're buds, right on. You know, peace be with you. If they're not, you're a bad guy. You might as well be a Klingon for all I care. You know? So now we have these positions of people that are in there with the power to do what they're doing. I'll tell you what the power is. They collect, tax, ticket, take revenue. They redistribute that revenue, and I'll bet you there's some little inside and their buddies doing just fine on revenue.
Well, one of the issues that I got involved in politics over was our budget last year. We spent over $600,000 on engineering. I'm an engineer. And if I spent $600,000 on engineering, I would have expected to see some large physical structure out there as a result of all of that engineering. We have nothing.
So $600,000 on what?
On what exactly? No.
Nobody knows?
Nobody knows.
I'll tell you why. Because they can, okay? So this is, once you start down this road and they're complicit in it, even one election cycle, they must protect that information at all costs, or they go to jail.
Well, further...
Or they lose a gravy train, which is almost as bad to them.
Further, last year, Ernie, we passed an initiative in Quartzsite to have an elected mayor. And our mayor resigned 2 years ago, and in the last 2 years, we've had a succession of appointed mayors. The town government refused to call for an election to have another elected mayor. I took them to Superior Court. I filed a mandamus suit in La Paz County Superior Court. Personal money. I represented myself. The judge ruled that I had no standing as a citizen to demand that my government obey the laws.
And you're talking to someone that, no, I'm not surprised. Okay. So the you have an initiative, you have a vote, and the initiative was we shall have elected mayor now.
Right. And under Arizona Constitution, elected body is not allowed to do anything that doesn't further the purpose of a voter-passed initiative. Once the voters speak, that's like constitutional law.
So are you? So were you elected as mayor?
I was elected as mayor. Finally, after 2 years, we now have an elected mayor in Quartzsite again.
All right. You know, I'm still trying to look, you know, I'm going to look really hard for you. I'm going to try and find out, you know, this benefit of government thing. You know, they're there because they love me. They're going to do something good for me. They're good. They're better off. There's a net benefit of having them there. I don't know what it is, but we're going to look.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Mission of Mr. F. Foster, Mayor of Quartzsite, Arizona. You know, you get involved in this, and you. Why did you move the Quartzsite to begin with, anyway?
When I came here in the winter of 04-05, it was this little yellow spot left on the weather map down here in southwest Arizona, southeast California. It looked like the place for me, and I found a big party.
Yeah, no, it's a going concern. Now, you know, one of the benefits, of course, is that whenever you have problems, we are conditioned as a, I don't know, not as a species, but as a race. I mean, certainly as a country, you know, they have you go through government schools and they say, hey, is there a problem? When you need to look around and see where the closest government agent is. And if there isn't one, you create one, okay? And I'm going, did it ever cross anybody's mind that there could be another solution? You know, it's just, you know, here, yeah, just buy this area. You know, property rights, create your own little Sun City. Heck, Sun City, you know, isn't even a city. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't know that. You know, Del Webb, it's unincorporated out there. They do what they want. They get along fine, their own little whatever, got their own little posse thing going on. And none of the people live there, they don't want to be neither. They go, hey, know where that goes. You know, so I'm going, does anyone even have that? A knee-jerk reaction to freedom instead of enslavement. Well, I guess not yet. Okay. Well, that's what we're here for. We're going to learnify you. We're going to see. You know, this is what happens. So you go in there, you move there, you see, you know, little ouch, quit it, whatever's going on. You start getting involved, and then finally you run for mayor, you get elected, and you go, hello. So you're in there, and the first thing you do, you go, okay, I'm mayor. You know, I go to the DPA, you know, check this guy out and do this and do that. Man, already they don't like you. Okay, you're a troublemaker now. You're in there making them, you know, they're under the magnifying glass. They don't want to be under magnifying glass. And you put the magnifying glass in the wrong place. And a lot of times, that's what happens. They'll go, you need to check this. You know, and you go check that. And the person told you to check it. You know, that might have been kind of a ruse. This is a plan. I've seen this happen before. They have you focus on something where the problem's not, because the problem's over there. You just got to be smart enough to know where to go. You know, yeah, it's all very interesting. I'll just, you know, I'll chill out for a while. We'll take a look. I'll go talk to him myself. We'll go and look. Oh, it's over here. Oh, see, you didn't even know about that, or you're trying to hide it. Am I, you know, kind of getting close a little bit on that?
Oh, absolutely. Over the last 2 years since I've been a full-time resident of Quartzsite, I have stacks of unanswered document requests that I put through the town. And one of the things I found is when they don't answer, you've asked a good question.
Yeah, of course. You know, I've gone through this before. You do the Freedom of Information request. It's a, I think it's titled, whatever it is, 13122 something, whatever it is, you know, here in Arizona. And it's kind of a Freedom of Information request, public documents. And you do this, and it's, and early on, I got, it's a long story, but I knew what to ask. You know, I even had, you know, congressmen, oh, no, it wouldn't be prudent. I'm not going to, and all of a sudden, their secretary calls you about an hour later going, you might want to look into, you know, so they want it done. They just don't want it to be associated with it, right? So I start going through. There was 12 things that I asked, and it was a Department of Commerce, long story, but they freaked. I talked to one of the representatives of the Arizona Department of Commerce. I'm in her office. She had my request. She started crying. That's how bad it was. I remember her name, Tara Fuchs. Hello, Tara. I don't know where you are out there. You know, it's been a while, 20 years, but Tara Fuchs, I remember that. I can't remember, believe I remember that. And then, you know, I get a call. Finally, I start pushing it. No, I want to know this. It was a bunch of money, same kind of thing, state deal, blah, blah, blah. And I, misappropriation of, I get a call. I remember his name was White. He was the attorney general, assistant attorney general. And he goes, yeah, we're not going to answer that. We're not going to enforce that. And I go, why? That's what it says right here. You're supposed to, he goes, yeah, sue us.
Yeah, that's their answer always. Sue us. Again, put your nickel against our millions and see what you can do with us.
You're confusing us with someone that cares. Right. That's why we're here, is to say no and defend you. So law said whatever. We're here to protect these people, do what they want. While Tara was crying, dummy, what, didn't you know that the system is set to protect exactly what you didn't want him to know? And it, so you can see, as a young man in my 20s, late 20s, this is late 80s, man, I got it. Within a few months, I'm going, oh, I see how it works. So I don't have to see quartzite. I don't have to go there. I don't have to talk to the people. I don't have to look at the bureaucracies and the levels. I already know what's going on. They're taking a bunch of money from over here, and it's getting kind of whatever, and it's going to wherever they want it to go. That's what's going on. Guarantee it. To the point that now, you're $4 million in debt on a $10 million budget. How the hell did that happen? How do you even do that anyway? Who do you owe $4 million to? Somebody's saying, hey, man, where's my $4 million?
Like I said, some of it's long-term debt that was incurred over the development of our waste treatment facility.
Long-term debt to whom?
It's
bonds?
Bonds, yeah.
Okay, bonds. So we're already in there, you know, creating bonds. Yeah. It's already happening.
And
right, here we go.
Because we're a truck stop on the middle of the highway and the last cheap gas before you get to California, we get a lot of HERF funds, highway user funds. And we've borrowed from that for various projects in the town also.
Oh, because you can.
Because we can.
So here it goes. Is that money you're supposed to pay back?
Oh, absolutely.
And is that going to happen anytime soon?
I don't know.
Ah, see, it's just, you know, and then who's on the hook for this? Who's on the hook?
The citizens.
It always is. We'll be right back. You stay right there.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Truth, justice, and what used to be the American way, where the heck that was. You know, we're trying to find out what it is here, and I tell you, you know, that's one thing. One of the American way, America, MK America, you know, flag wave America, all right? They go out there, we're going to go vote. What was the voter turnout when your election first, you get up for mayor?
Actually, Ernie, we had a record turnout in Quartzsite for my election. There was a 54% of the registered voters turned out to vote in May, which is sort of late in the season. Hard to get people out, but we had a record.
Well, I am sure, you know, what'd you win by? You know, 1%? What?
It was 311 votes to 327 votes, or 37 votes.
Ooh, they didn't like that none too much, did they?
Oh, no. I think the former mayor thought he had it in the bag. In fact, he was bragging around town, and he thought he had this election. I did a really strong early voter effort. And it paid off.
Well, they're gunning for you now. They're doing everything they can. You know, yeah, that's one thing. I mean, as mayor, don't you have stuff that you can do? I mean, I'm the mayor. I can do you know, you said something about when earlier that they stripped the mayor's offices of some powers.
Yeah, that was a near riot on the night I was sworn in, because normally they hold a meeting, they bring the meeting to order and swear in the new officers. In this meeting, though, they had to take a vote. They took away the emergency powers, and they the mayor had, the clerk of the town was the clerk slash mayor's assistant. That was removed from the mayor. That happened on the first meeting, and people that elected me were slightly miffed at that, you might say. And then during the first 2 weeks in office, I asked for some reports over time and how money was being spent. At the next meeting, there was a council agenda item put forth by the council that I can't ask for any reports without approval of the council.
Wow. See, this is, you know, and you think that this is of any surprise to me. This is what happens. I mean, it happens at, you know, every level of government. You know, it's just, oh, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to ask that. You know, it's when they do the Federal Reserve or this disbursement of the TARP money, kind of, you know, they're insulated from any Freedom of Information request. They are. Though the money, you don't get to ask where that goes. I mean, actually, legislation.
Absolutely not. I've asked for salary information on some of the employees.
Yeah,
and I was told that's confidential.
You know, I'm. Is this making my case for problems with government in general? This is what happens. People, you know, buy for and of. You know, when they say stuff like that, you're going, you know, that's why they say it, is to, you know, con you. You know, to make you think that's it, or at least it's supposed to be it. But I'm going, no, 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 no. So you're not making any big giant cases for, you know, having government to me, all right?
No.
I'm getting more and more anarchists as we go on here.
Actually, right. I thought it was, I still had some of that youthful
optimism.
Naivete. I thought because I was mayor, I'd have access to that kind of information.
Heck no.
Heck no.
You got to file, so, you know, you're probably better off as a citizen filing suit, and which is what a lot of times happens. So now we're looking at who runs the water treatment plant. I want to get back to the water here. There is a plant. Okay. How big is it? How many people does it employ? Who are the employees? Where do they come from?
Actually, I don't know the exact numbers of people in public works. It's about 14 or 15, I imagine.
Okay, so how large is this facility? It takes up an acre, 2 acres, a billion acres, what?
The waste treatment facility is outside of town, downstream, you know. It's probably close to 30 acres out there in the desert.
Really?
The water, we have two wells on opposite ends of towns with treatment facilities at each, you know, so.
Now, as the water, now when it treats it, the sewage, is it just doing the let nature take it marsh thing? You know, is it kind of a green deal, or are they recycling it?
They do a traditional treatment. It's aerated and then sludged, and then, you know, they dry the sludge out on the ground out there in the sun.
Yeah. Which takes about 5 minutes. Okay. Okay. So then, but they're not reclaiming a lot of the water, or they're using it to, you know, grow trees out in the wash, or what?
No, it just goes to the desert.
Okay. So you got a nice little, you know, bird population there in the poop. Got it.
Actually, we're concerned that the water coming out of the waste treatment plant is better quality than the well water coming out of the ground.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, a lot of places do that kind of reclamation. It goes, by the time it gets through the marsh thing coming out the other end, they're going, hey, you know, this is like better than the water that we inject all the crap in, which is my next question. So you have some wells out there. It's a big valley and everything. There's probably enough water. That's one thing a lot of people don't realize. Here in Arizona, there's really, you know, a lot of places. You have underground rivers that run as it sheds off of the mountains here in the northeastern part of Arizona, because, you know, the Grand Canyon, we're at the same level as like the bottom of the Grand Canyon, I mean, down here. So we have up there, all this water comes flowing down here one way or another. Well, it goes in these streams and, you know, Salt River bed, the Verde, the Salt, the Haciampa, I mean, all these different river valleys. And if it's not on the surface, man, there's a lot of it underneath. So now we go, all right, so they got water out there. They take this nice, God's good, clear water, and they need to put something in it.
Well, first off, our water is, the valley is an extinct ancient volcano, and the cone is filled in over years and years and years, and so what we have are
lakes.
Lakes down there, but the water that gets there filters through all of this volcanic, and it's really not such great water that we get out
of. Is it hard?
Hard doesn't really adequately describe.
It's chunky.
we have iron and copper and all kinds of metals.
See, that's one thing. There's different parts of the valley. Here in the East Valley, I remember you go wash your car, man, you better be drying it right away, or you got big, giant volcano water spots on it from how hard it is. So, but that's not necessarily unhealthy. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We may be doing some testing, you know, just for grins and giggles out here, because I feel a project coming on. But, you know, I want to know, what is it that they are treating, and why chlorinating water coming out of the ground? I don't understand that. Is that standard?
Well, one of the rules and it's I am a engineer from food industry, so I understand this. But when they pump the water from the ground and put it in a tank and expose it to the atmosphere, you know, but water is the media of life, and if you didn't put chlorine in it, you would grow bugs in the water in that tank. So when you store water in an atmospherically controlled tank, then you have to put chlorine before you can pump it into the closed system of the piping system in the town. So
I don't know, man. I know a lot of people have cisterns and they don't go putting chlorine in it. I mean, it has to have light, right?
It doesn't have to.
It has to have air. I mean, if you got in a tank,
the tank is vented and it has air and water, and that's the essentials of life out there.
So. All right, so we're putting chlorine in it. Right. Yay. So we have chlorine in it, and it's going to the people out there. And what about fluoridation? Is that starting to hit yet? You got a little insert, you know, the truck comes up and says, you know, all these people being ornery, you're 340-something, you need a little bit more fluorine.
I'm afraid we can't.
Lithium.
We can't get on your bandwagon on that one there.
You know, you just wait. The small communities, you know, Chandler and Gilbert and Apache Junction and Florence, all these small communities, they were just being the exact same kind of news. 15, 20 years ago, what I'm hearing in Quartzsite was exactly the same kind of stuff going in there, and then they started screaming about how you got to be fluoridated, and I'm going, you know, why? I mean, that's the number one issue now, and then people would freak out, no, we don't want, yeah, you do, no, we don't, yeah, you do, and then they do, and then all of a sudden they don't complain anymore. So I'm going, is there a correlation there? Maybe. So we're going to find out. You get a bunch of people together, and they just get ornery and so on in Quartzsite. They need to make them less ornery. Now, what is some of the ways that they do that is you're doing your website, and you go Quartzsite. I'm sorry, what's it called here? It's called
QuartzsiteMineShaft.com.
Quartzsite, QUARTZSITE, Quartzsite. mineshaft.com, and you put, you know, some information up there, and one of the things is you're going on about the water and so on. But that, to me, I'm looking at the money. It always comes down to the money, and you have an enormous chunk of money for 1500 people that's out there. You have this infrastructure of government that will always spend more than what they got coming in, to the point that you're already $4 million in debt to a highway fund. Is that allowed? I mean, it's debt. I mean, you're paying interest on this debt?
Actually, that's I've tried to do research on that. I cannot find out whether it's legal to roll debt over into the highway user fund monies. I'm not sure of that. The town auditor assures me that it is, but I cannot find that in law anywhere that the...
Well, is there an obligation? Someday somebody's going to come up and say, hey, you owe this?
Oh, yeah.
There's interest on it? You weren't supposed to do it? I want to know.
Highway user funds are dedicated funds to be spent for road, streets, and pavement. And
got a lot of road, street, and pavement in Quartzsite, do you?
Not so many.
So you can see from my perspective, I already know where this goes before they even started it. And I'm just getting evidence that that's where it's going. You give people the ability to spend other people's money, they spend it like it's other people's money. That's what happens. And the people that are spending it, the people that are, derive benefit from it, the people that make their living from this in a small 1,500 community of year-round residents have created an entire infrastructure of buddies, family, and friends that can suck off of the revenue of whatever, and they will protect it. They will protect it with death.
You know, Ernie, I was a management person all of my life in industry. And it's not just government. Even in industry, people get positions, and then they think there are perks that goes with those positions, and they believe they're privileged because of their position, and they're entitled to those perks.
Well, I know what let me tell you what I call them. The audience probably already knows. They're called shiny badgers, okay? I got a shiny badge, and that entitles me to shiny badgedom. Okay, I got shiny badge, I get to do what I want with shiny badge, and with the shiny badge comes all shiny badge goodies. That's the mentality that they have.
Absolutely.
And it's a type of people that seek the shiny badge.
I attended a meeting recently and with another councilman, and he asked me if I was going to take one of the town vehicles. And I told him, absolutely not. As a chief engineer in the industry, I had a company truck at my disposal. And I never used it. I let the people that worked in the factory use the truck for business, but I used my vehicle. That's one of those things. If you just do a little bit like that, you step across the line, and after that, you're hooked into
it. So what's your motivation, though? I mean, are you wanting to create what? A non-government? See, if you're there going to make government better, well, you're wasting your time, okay? I'll just tell you that right now, okay? But if you're there to protect the rights of the individuals there, well, then there's a lot of things you can do and we can help. But if you're there, we're going to make government good. We're going to replace all the, we're going to change what? You can already see they take the power away from the mayor the second before you even get sworn in the same day. They won't let you know where all the money goes, so that means the people aren't finding out. If it wasn't for your website here, probably a whole bunch of stuff people wouldn't know. You have people that go around with guns, you know, declaring you bad guy. You bad guy for even questioning, take a look and see whatever, which may have been manufactured anyway. Then you got all kinds of a bureaucracy that's created around this small town and the revenue stream they get from these gazillions of people that go there. And you are in a position that you are going to advocate and use what limited time you have as mayor, because I'll guarantee you they will move heaven and earth to make sure you don't get this again. I mean, dang, you're going to have to, man, it's going to need to be the rising up of the people, rise up, because they'll come out with, you know, color photographs of sex with zebras or something. Heck, you won't even need color, okay? Be a black and white thing. And they're going, oh, yeah, we got Ed, man. He's a bad guy. You know, and you think I'm kidding. I've seen this over and over and over.
Oh, no. Ernie, they've already been after me. In 2 years I've been involved in politics and Quartzsite, I have managed to get myself placed on the terrorist watch list by the police administration in the town.
How do you know?
Well, I've been go down to Mexico. Well, I haven't been in Mexico now in over a year, but the last three times I went to Mexico, when I come back through customs and immigration, my passport is flagged and I get taken into the back room.
See, this is how law enforcement works. This is how it works. You know, I'm going to submit, you know, this is a person of interest to people. You know, this is how it works. And you can't check that list or how you got on it or ever get off of it.
Do you know what? I did this. I complained, and I was given an address in Washington to send a letter to. I sent that letter. They sent me back a form, send a copy of your passport to Homeland Security. So then I did that. I got back another letter. It said, go talk to the supervisor at the border again. Now, that's a circle. I just went around the loop, and if I keep going, I'll just go round and round.
Let's have governments. You know, I mean, what was the purpose of, you know, courts? I mean, you're thinking, you're going in, I'm going to make it better. I'm getting elected, and I'm going to what? I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to make it more efficient. I'm going to make it less corrupt. I'm going to, what were you possibly thinking? What were you going to do?
I was going to make Quartzsite fun again. That was my campaign slogan, but it's being deprived of that authority real quickly.
You know, I remember I went out there, they had an event. It was a political, God, when was it? I guess it had to be, I think it was for this election cycle. It was in the spring. And we were out there, and you had all these different groups and organizations and everybody, and these candidates and campaigns, and everybody's running for whatever. And we're out there, and then here come the police. You know, they're going, oh, I'm sorry. You got the right permit? Because they went to ask for a permit or something to be able to have the meeting there, a little Tea Party deal, and they didn't want to give it to them. So they just went, oh, we're just going to do it anyway. Here's the $50 or whatever. And they go, well, you didn't get authority from us to be able. So when you think you need to ask permission of a government to use a facility like that, a public park or something like that, you deserve to be told no. I mean, that was my thing. I'm going, heck, you know, I'll get arrested. Let's do it. Let's rock and roll and whatnot. You know, you have no idea who you're messing with. Well, they think we have no idea who we're messing with. We'll see what happens.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
William Wallace, you stand in taint of high treason.
Against whom?
Against your king. Have you anything to say?
Never in my whole life did I swear allegiance to him.
It matters not. He is your king. Confess, and you may receive a quick death. Deny, and you must be purified by pain. Do you confess? Do you confess? Then on the morrow you shall receive your purification.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get your purification, okay? Do you confess? I mean, you know, it matters not. He is your king. And they're going to tell you who the king is. And they're going to do it with force. They're going to do it. And then you go away. You go away and doing it what way? I mean, you know, how are you going against them? What is it that you're accomplishing? How are you, you know, going, you're saying something about a recall. Tell me about that.
Well, I had a narrow margin, as we discussed in the victory, but the actions of the council since then has really invigorated the community. I mean, support has been falling my way more and more. The community decided that these people who voted to take away the powers of the mayor and to give them all to the town manager didn't need to be representing them anymore, and we've now started a recall. There's two of the councilmen, the papers have been turned in on, and the other four councilmen, their papers are being held right now. We're checking signatures, but we have more than sufficient signatures to recall the entire council of the town of Corsay. Except me.
Man, the war done be declared. Well, these councilmen, are they part of the team? Oh, they part of the boys?
Oh, absolutely.
Quiet in there!
One of the days in the, I went in to talk to the town manager, and I really have never had a meeting. 2.5 months I've been the mayor, and the town manager refuses to speak to me. But I went into her office to discuss something, and two of the council people were in there, and this councilman jumped up, says, "Get the hell out of here! You don't belong here. We don't want you here," and started to attack me. I backed away and said, "Hey, well, that." I'm not into physical violence here, you know.
Well, so the people, I mean, there are people that understand the issues. I mean, that's probably one of the benefits of your website, you know, just, you know, what's going on, get your side out. Do they have their side?
I mean,
Well, what's their side?
The people are tired of the, you know, the oppression of government in Quartzsite. It is government of the special interest of Quartzsite.
Yeah, no, it's been building. I've been paying attention, you know, for years and how this has been. Because I got to know, you know, like some of the restaurant owners, some of the people that put on the rock show and, you know, the gentleman that has the paper out there. And, you know, and we even advertised some, you know, for the radio show when I was here locally. One of the stations here, 1100, actually reached out there. So we would promote and do the show. And I got to know some of what's going, and I could see the progression because we had been through this before, like 10 years before, in Apache Junction, Florence, Gilbert. Is the same thing, and it's the same type of people. A lot of times they even know each other. They come from one community and then they just like breed, you know. It's an infection that goes out all the way to the middle of the freaking desert. You know, you should do that, people. Go, you know, I'll put it up on today's archive. Do a Google Earth for Quartzsite, Arizona. You'll be shocked. I mean, the middle of freaking nothing, and they're able to glean $10 million a year to do what they want. And is it for the protection of individual rights? And what happens when the people want to know what their government's doing?
I'll tell you what happens. We had a, I had a candidate meeting at a restaurant, and the restaurant was visited by the building's code investigator.
Yeah, see, we don't have time. All right, see, there's a lot more to go on. We'll keep it. We'll keep you informed on Quartzsite. We'll keep a little eye on them. We have for a lot longer than they know. It'll be interesting. We'll see you tomorrow.